A reading from the book of Proverbs. What a rare find is a capable wife. Her worth is far beyond that of rubies. Her husband puts his confidence in her and lacks no good thing. She is good to him, never bad, all the days of her life. She looks for wool and flax and sets her hand to them with a will. She is like a merchant fleet, bringing her food from afar. She rises while it is still night and supplies provisions for her household and the daily fare of her maids. She sets her mind on an estate and acquires it. She plants a vineyard by her own labors. She girds herself with strength and performs her tasks with vigor. She sees that her business thrives. Her lamp never goes out at night. She sets her hand to the distaff. Her fingers work the spindle. She gives generously to the poor. Her hands are stretched out to the needy. She is not worried for her household because of snow, for her whole household is dressed in crimson. She makes covers for herself. Her clothing is linen and purple. Her husband is prominent in the gates as he sits among the elders of the land. She makes cloth and sells it and offers a girdle to the merchant. She is clothed with strength and splendor. She looks to the future cheerfully. Her mouth is full of wisdom, her tongue with kindly teaching. She oversees the activities of her household and never eats the bread of idleness. Her children declare her happy. Her husband praises her, saying, "Many women have done well, but you surpass all." Grace is deceptive, beauty is illusory. It is for her fear of the Lord that a woman is to be praised. Extol her for the fruit of her hand, and let her works praise her in the gates. The word of the Lord.
A reading from the first book of Paul to the Thessalonians. Concerning times and seasons, brothers and sisters, you have no need for anything to be written to you. For you yourselves know very well that the day of the Lord will come like a thief at night. When people are saying peace and security, then sudden disaster comes upon them, like labor pains upon a pregnant woman, and they will not escape. But you, brothers and sisters, are not in darkness for that day to overtake you like a thief. For all of you are children of the light and children of the day. We are not of the night or darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as the rest do, but let us stay alert and sober. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you.
And with
your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. It will be as when a man who was going on a journey called in his servants and entrusted his possessions to them. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to a third 1, to each according to his ability. Then he went away. Immediately, the one who received 5 talents went and traded with them and made another 5. Likewise, the one who received 2 made another 2. But the one who received 1 went off and dug a hole in the ground and buried the master's money. After a long time, the master of those servants came back and settled accounts with them. The one who had received 5 talents came forward, bringing the additional 5, and said, "Master, you gave me 5 talents. See, I have made 5 more. The master said, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. Since you were faithful in small matters, I will give you great responsibilities. Come, share your master's joy." Then the one who had received 2 talents also came forward and said, "Master, you gave me 2 talents. See, I have made 2 more. The master said, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. Since you were faithful in small matters, I will give you great responsibilities. Come, share your master's joy." Then the one who had received the 1 talent came forward and said, "Master, I knew you were a demanding person, harvesting where you did not plant and gathering where you did not scatter. So, out of fear, I went off and buried your talent in the ground. Here it is, back." The master said in reply, "You wicked, lazy servant. So you knew that I harvest where I did not plant and gather where I did not scatter. Should you not then have put my money in the bank so that I could have gotten it back with interest on my return? Now then, take the talent from this one and give it to the one with 10. For to everyone who has, more will be given, and such a one will grow rich. But from the one who has not, even what that one has will be taken away. And throw this useless servant into the darkness outside, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth."